Friends, we know that the anniversary of the dedication of a parish's church is an important date to be celebrated. It often marks the end of months and years of sacrifice to raise funds and to pledge to continue sacrificing financially so that a sacred space may be built and maintained. An anniversary celebrates the beginning of worship in a space that is sacred and dedicated to praising God and being nourished in word and sacrament. The anniversary of our dedication on December 22, 1907, and our rededication on December 22, 1994, after our renovation, those are important dates in the life of our parish. And because we are the Mother Church, the Cathedral Church of the Archdiocese of Seattle, that date is important for our whole archdiocese. Today, as I said at the beginning of Mass, we honor a church that counts the world within its parish boundaries. The Basilica of St. John Lateran is the Cathedral Church of Rome. That means it is the church of the Bishop of Rome, who is the Pope. And so St. John Lateran is a spiritual home of Catholics everywhere. Tradition tells us that this church was dedicated on November 9th, 324. The land and the original building was a gift to the Bishop of Rome by the Emperor Constantine. And like our cathedral, it has undergone many renovations over the centuries. But this feast is not just about a sacred building made of stone and stained glass, as beautiful and as important as it is. This feast is really about the church that is built of living stones, you and me. In today's first reading, Ezekiel's vision of the life-giving waters that flow from the temple, the dwelling place of God, is so crucial. The stream that flows from the temple is a kind of recreation, recalling the four rivers that issue from a single source in the Garden of Eden. This stream becomes a life-giving river. It flows into the Dead Sea, where in that vision, it is transformed into a place of life for all sorts of fish and living creatures, and trees of every kind grow along the river, and the fruit from these trees provides food, and the leaves serve as medicine for healing. For the people in exile, the message is clear. God can create life where none exists. God's love for his people is that abundant and overflowing. What a vision of hope that must have been for the people in exile in Babylon. These people who had lost hope are given a vision of God's steadfast love and a promise of a future that sees the life-giving temple restored. Because this was more than a building for the people of Israel. This was God's dwelling among them. And in our second reading today from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul gives us a profound image that really builds on what we're, excuse the pun, builds on what we're celebrating today. We are God's building. We are God's holy place. God's life-giving water flows in us and through us. The Second Vatican Council picked up on this ancient image and spoke of the church as the people of God and the body of Christ. In the passage from John's Gospel, Jesus makes clear that his body is the true dwelling place of God, the true temple. Destroy it, he tells his adversaries, and it will be raised. His actions driving out those who were making God's house a place for their own financial gain challenges us to reflect on how we are caring for the body of Christ. The body of Christ, the dwelling of God that is us. How are we caring for this holy place? Not just this holy place, which is very important to care for, but how are we caring for this holy place? These living stones, this people of God, this body of Christ. How are we nourishing our relationship with each other so that we more and more can become credible signs of the dwelling of God among us? Are there areas of our life as church where we just go through the motions? I know that is sometimes a temptation for me. Rather than being really engaged, trusting that it is here that God is revealed among these living stones, these people, this body of Christ gathered here today. The process that we have entered into as a universal church through the call of Pope Francis and now reaffirmed by Pope Leo, this process of synodality calls us to care for the body of Christ, for our relationships with each other, by walking together, journeying together in faith. We are not spiritual lone rangers as Catholics. We don't focus only on a Jesus and me theology. And while my personal relationship with Christ is important and crucial in my life of faith, for us Catholics, that relationship cannot thrive apart from the church, the people of God, the body of Christ, the real dwelling place of God. This process of synodality, of walking together in faith, is part and parcel of our life here locally in the Archdiocese of Seattle and in our parish family of Christ Our Hope, Immaculate Conception, and St. James. We began that journey together in July of 2024. And as we continue that journey this year and next year and the year after that, I invite you, I encourage you, I plead with you to be engaged in this process of listening and conversation that we will have as we reflect on who we are and who the Lord is calling us to be as a parish and how we will get there. Just like the renovations of St. John Lateran over the centuries, and the renovations of our own cathedral over the past 118 years, we are being called to renovate once again, not this building, but the living stones that make this magnificent building sacred. Today, let us rededicate ourselves to the tender dwelling of this place of God. May the Eucharist we share continue to build us into living stones of God's temple, so that life-giving water will flow from us into our city, our state, our country, and yes, our world.